Now joining me to talk about the latest in the Mount Barker district is Mayor Anne Ferguson. Welcome, Mayor.
Good morning, Jenny, and good morning, listeners, and a happy new year to you all, and I hope it's a safe and healthy one.
Yeah, how's your start to the year been?
Well, it's been different, hasn't it? Because people are staying home and they're very concerned, and because we have so many in the district council, that people realise that it's here and it's here with us. So we've got to keep dodging the bullet.
Yes. Yeah, there's a bit of trepidation. People, you know, being careful how much they go out. Is that impacting the businesses in your area?
I'm sure it is, because I was at Ockendorrick the other night and the dining room was all but empty. And it makes your heart bleed for the businesses, because they need patronage, but people are just too frightened to go out and expose themselves potentially.
Yeah, so it's trying to get that balance, I suppose. Still getting out and about, but, you know, taking those measures and precautions and just being, you know, conscious of people who might have health issues and that sort of thing.
And not only yourself, but those around you.
Yes, absolutely.
That's important.
Well, good news for the council with some funding, more than $1 million in federal grants for a few pretty important projects, I hear.
Yes, $1.353 million of federal government funding. Now, this is so welcome, because it will inject a whole lot of new energy into the district. I mean, $600,000 to redesign a Keith Stevenson Park. You know, Keith Stevenson Park is so central, and it's just a place that is used so much. And to have a new nature playground and update the play equipment there now will be just so welcomed by the mums and dads and the grannies in the area that take the children there to play. So we're absolutely delighted that that money is being spent in the city.
Fabulous. So there seems to be a bit of a trend with these nature play sort of spaces. They look more beautiful and they also incorporate more of the natural environment, right?
It's funny you should say that, because I was brought up in a nature playground.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it was called Kangaroo Island.
Of course. Unspoiled.
Yes. And then we had $720,000 for the upgrade of Stephen Street. The streetscape there is going to connect the new city centre to Gawler Street. And I think that's really important, to have that connectivity, that walkability, that people can go from one part of the city to the next. So that will be very interesting to see how that turns out.
So that'll be connected up with the new Town Square project?
Yes. So that connectivity in the city will be just amazing. And then good old Callington Recreation Ground has got $33,000. And that's going to be fabulous for Callington, because they're always on the edge of the border. It's a bit like Harrogate. They're out there and we know they're there, but sometimes they're overlooked. So it's going to be fabulous for, they're going to have a pump track and court renewal and fencing associated with your recreation equipment. So that will be amazing for Callington, and hopefully the pub opens soon. And of course, the new community centre in the area there is just brilliant. And I've got to take my hat off to the community down there, because they've raised over $1 million to build that place, and it's just amazing.
Excellent. Mayor Anne Ferguson's with us. Each council has been working on making their spaces, their infrastructure more inclusive, particularly for people with disabilities. How's it going in Mount Barker?
Well, Mount Barker Council has been aware of that people with disabilities for quite some years. Many years ago, our staff went out on a gopher and traversed the footpaths on all the towns in the district and identified the needs. So this is going to be great. So, because if a gopher can negotiate, a mum with a pram can too. So I think it's going to be multifaceted benefit for everybody, including those that are able to get around. But it's good that, I don't think people have disabilities. I think they have special abilities.
Or different abilities, I suppose.
Yes,
it's pretty extraordinary what people can do with what they've got.
And we've got a continuation of that disability and inclusion reference group. So if anybody out there wants to know anything about it, just contact council.
Mm.
And of course, we've got funding to deliver a youth leadership program for the young people with disabilities this year. So I'm looking forward to that, to see how they come forward and want to access that, to be able to be leaders in the community, because they have such fabulous skills. And as I said before, sometimes they're overlooked.
And do you welcome feedback from people who might be trying to utilise facilities and are struggling?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I was talking to a grandmother of a young blind man, and to get from his street and get across Gawler Street is just about impossible for him to do it by himself. So, and to have feedback from grandmas and parents and the individuals themselves of how they're challenged with mobility around the city. So, yes, we welcome their input. It's really important.
And Mayor Anne Ferguson, we often hear about issues with mosquitoes along the Murray River, but there's been such a rise in numbers in the Mount Barker region around places like Laratinga, where the wetlands is. I hear you've got a bit of funding to manage and keep an eye on it.
Yes, there's been a media release, just be aware of mosquitoes that are about and cover up and use a deterrent for mosquitoes not to land on you and bite, because you can get serious illnesses. And Ross River virus is just one of the most terrible ones that you can get. But they've got some 3D printed traps for capturing mosquitoes. So the health officers are really quite excited about this, because they've had 62 mosquitoes collected over 5 sites, and there were no viruses detected in the species collected.
Good.
So that's really reassuring, because it's okay to collect that data, but you've got to get the data out to the community so they don't feel as though they're threatened.
Right. Excellent. I hear that you've got some little traps with QR codes on them, so people that were wandering by who see them in the region can just find out a little bit more info about it as well.
This technology and becoming a smart city with QR codes and being able to identify what's going on in the region, I think is a great way of understanding how forward-thinking council is and what they're doing.
Mm. Now, we have got a few elections this year, a couple of major ones at the start of the year, but you're going to be having an election in November, and there's some changes, I hear.
Yes, there is. We've had community consultation, and it's been now decided that we'll keep with the 3 wards, North, South and Central, but Harndorff is going to the South Ward because of the growth in the district. So the North Ward and the South Ward will have 3 elected members, and the Central Ward will still remain the 4 elected members. So that's going to be great to see Harndorff in the South Ward instead of the North Ward. So it'll be a different aspect of those 3 councillors working together.
Right. And so do citizens vote on the Mount Barker elections? How does it work?
It's a postal vote.
Yep.
And when you get your postal vote, don't put it in the pile. Do your homework, research it, the people who have nominated, and vote and post it, because it's no good 6 months later coming across your postal vote and, oh, my God, I forgot to do it.
Yep.
Oh, blow.
Yep.
And it is such a low percentage of people that do vote. I think it's 33%, which is, when you think of women having to fight to get the vote, and here we are squandering our opportunity to make a difference in the region. So I implore everybody, if they possibly can, use your pencil, pen and vote.
Mm. Oh, well, lovely to catch up with you, Mayor Anne Ferguson. Thanks so much for your time.
And you take care and have a healthy, safe 2022.
Yeah, we'll catch up a few times along the way, I reckon.
I reckon we will.